Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm sure there were a lot of emotions that you were kind of feeling upon hearing the news of Flight 5342 yesterday when it collided with the Army helicopter in Washington. Just what was going through your mind when you first heard about what transpired last night?
Well, it's funny because I just had read on Facebook someone making a comment about a plane crash. And right when I read that, Robin Tolsma called me. And she lost her husband, Darren, on the flight, 3407. And so we basically were watching the coverage together pretty much all night and couldn't sleep. But, yeah, our first thoughts was how similar it was. Just watching the news coverage back then, it was pretty much a blur. But now I'm watching the news coverage for their flight. And, you know, the way they were saying that they weren't really committing to if there were survivors or if there, you know, were. And that's kind of how it was for me, because Ernie had gotten on the flight. He wasn't supposed to be on 3407, but he got on it earlier to come home. And so they couldn't confirm his death until the next day, late afternoon, because he wasn't on the original roster. And it plays with your mind, even though you know that they're, you know, dead. It just really, there's still some hope because you didn't get any confirmation. And so I just could tell by the way they were doing the newscast that, you know, the family members must be all like just besides themselves, wondering what's going on. And it brought back so many memories, horrible memories.
I know that every family grieves in their own way when some sort of tragedy like this happens. But given what happened nearly 16 years ago, what is the grieving process like when tragedy happens like this?
Well, you know what? There's no handbook on how to grieve. So, like, everybody grieves differently. And there's no right or wrong. And that's, like, one of the messages I would like to get to the family members is there's no right or wrong on how to grieve. Some people, you know, they throw themselves into something else like we did with the legislation. And I had a 2-year-old daughter. And so I, you know, she was my motivation and fuel. And it's I know the next year is going to be hell for them. I mean, as your life, as you know, it is over and you begin a new life. And what I can say is, as much as you think it's never going to get better, it does get better, and you will smile again. You will laugh again. You know, you will have joy in your life again, but the road is going to be long.
I know that you've said that you've already had conversations with some of the other family members of the Flight 3407 crash, but is there anything that maybe you've talked about as a group, as a whole, that trying to maybe get together or offer any sort of assistance to the family members that might have lost their loved ones in this crash that happened in Washington?
Yeah, I haven't, since it just happened last night, but I haven't heard anything from, you know, just who I talked to, but I mean, I guess, you know, it would be doing these broadcasts, you know, help a lot, because hopefully, I know it's probably going to be a blur for them at this point, but hopefully they can, you know, reach out to us or, you know, if need be, you know, we have a website and everything, and it's going to be horrible. And my heart breaks for them because I know exactly what they're going to go through and what they're going through.
Does it surprise you in a way that a major commercial airline crash like this hasn't happened since? It's been such a long time.
16 years.
Yeah, 16 years nearly since, you know, we've had to talk about something like this.
It doesn't surprise me because the regulations and all the, you know, safety measures were put into place for a reason. And it's worked for 16 years, and we don't know. It's too early to tell what was the cause and why this happened. And I know people will say, oh, there's a crash, you know, and, you know, it's not working. But no, can you imagine, you know, nothing's infallible. Can you imagine if they did reduce the hours like they try to do every time the bill comes up for expiration? They try to stick amendments in to reduce the training hours and, you know, cut corners and everything. And if this can happen with so many regulations and safety measures put into place, can you imagine how it would be if you go backwards and try to cut down the hours? So to me, this is just a testament to how it's worked. And it fuels a fire that we have to keep doing this and fighting for it so it doesn't get knocked down and it, you know, this happens again.
Jennifer, is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that maybe we even touched base on today?
It's just horrible. It's a horrible tragedy all around. And I would say to the family members that lean on each other, because this is it's something that not many people go through. And I found comfort in my 3407 family. And because, you know that they went through the exact same thing that you did. So I hope those families can kind of pull together and lean on each other, because it really is an immense help. Because you can't just talk to your friend who didn't go through it. You know, they don't know what, you know, because basically, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to happen now. And it's good to have the comfort of the family members that are going through the same thing as you are.